Radio. This is Side Hustle Radio.
Wait. I want to hear that money go.
Oh, you want to hear the money go?
I want to hear the money machine. Put my money in here real quick. Yep, yeah, here we go. Put WD. Close it down. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? Hey, what's up? Welcome to Soul Hustle Radio. This is that show. Artists, indie hip hop artists. You have been checking out the show with T.I., Cardi, and
I had been, but yeah.
I got a little disappointed when I saw what's his name from the Amigos on there. I'm like, they're not serious. I had to change it. I had to turn it off.
You talking to me, bro? Yeah, he was like, what? It's got to be something that stood out. What stood out about that artist? Oh, you talking about me, bro? Is this a joke? No, he's saying that songs, they're judging for real hip hop on this show. I will have to say that. You have to have some bars.
I'm going to tell you what. That cat from New York? The Puerto Rican cat from New York?
The girl?
No, not Beans. Beans went against him.
I didn't get to. I was still at the part where they was each place was still auditioning. I didn't get to the final get to where they all got together in one spot yet.
Oh, bro!
Sunshine couldn't take it. A lot of drama and crying, and like, everybody got a sad story. I mean, you know, if I don't win, I don't know what my mom is going to do.
Hip-hop has a story. Hip-hop is all or nothing. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? Hey, shout out. This is our birthday week. And before I get to that story, okay, remember where I had you pull up, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let me check out this story, bro. Check out the story. Check me out.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I had you pull up this hip-hop artist out of Japan. His name is Rayo Muranaka.
Simbadal.
Rayo Muranaka.
Simbadal.
And the reason why his story is so unique, this dude sold everything.
Huh?
He sold everything, brought a one-way ticket to Cleveland, Ohio. From Japan.
Okay.
He sold everything and bought a one-way ticket to Cleveland, Ohio to see his idol group.
Who?
Bones Thugs and Harmony.
Wait, did he have an appointment or something set up?
No.
He just knew he was going to meet Bones Thugs.
He sold everything.
But I mean, he knew he was going to get to Cleveland and actually get in touch with them.
He just knew he had to get to Cleveland.
Oh.
Remember how Bo got in the car? Went all the way to Cali?
Yeah.
They didn't have a plan, right? But they was able to meet up for easy. So his plan was to leave Japan, sell all his stuff, got him a passport, got on a one-way ticket, bought a one-way ticket to Cleveland, Ohio. And unfortunately, when he got to Cleveland, Ohio, Bo was in Cali on a tour.
Wow.
He had no place to go. While in Cleveland, he got robbed.
Oh, wow.
He got most of his stuff taken from him.
But he didn't have nothing to take.
Well, he had his luggage.
They stole his luggage.
They stole his luggage, man. They stole his luggage. So they asked him, they said, hey, Rayo, did you have any plan? He said, no. That's nothing, bro. He didn't speak English.
Huh?
He doesn't really speak English. He said, no, he had no plan. He just had a one-way ticket because he loved this thing called hip-hop that much that he knew he had to go to Cleveland, the land. Oh, wait.
Ayo.
He had to go all the way to Cleveland. He didn't say, go to Cali. He didn't say go to Detroit. He didn't say go to the South. All the way to Cleveland, bro.
To put out.
Lay it out in front of Bone. Hope we get the deal.
Oh.
So, for those who don't know who this artist is, we're going to play a snippet. But this is why we got to play a snippet of his song. You want to know why?
Why?
This is what he had to say. He said, I was born in Japan, but I'm going to die in the United States doing what I need to do.
Oh, okay.
Fact. Give that soldier a shout out. Play a little sample of his music. Let's hear some of his music, bro. Okay, it got a bone feel to it.
IT baby. あの日の涙、あの日の葛藤、いや、その全てが俺を支える。隣にいる仲間がいる、だから前に行くしかねえ。もう戻れねえ、あの日の過去も思い返せば昨日のよう。ふと語ったあの日の夜、あいつの背中が小さく見えた。だから俺は背中押した。あとはお前がやるだけだろう。俺にもできることはあるかな。この歌に全ての願いをかけた。時を今かける魔法のよう。夢の彼方は無限の中、無名なラッパーが億万長者。夢見るいつかはこの手の中、収まりきれない手に札束。ゴールド10なんてまだまだ、いつか乗り回す高級車と。自分の人生全力でライディング。俺の人生そのものがハイブラン。お前の相手なんて出る暇ない。大事な一秒に思いを乗せて、思いを届け、思いを飛ばせ。あの日憧れた BG ボーン、今も思い出す胸の奥。冷めた感情温めてくれた。俺が信じたヒップホップがあった。嫌な思いは心にしまった。バカにされるのはもう慣れた。
Question.
Okay.
Did they sign him?
Well, no, they're on tour. You know, they can't do that. They're on tour. But, you know, what the,
how
the,
did
the
this,
more.
How did the story come out then?
Well, because he was in Cleveland on the streets.
People go to Cleveland all the time to try to get with Bone and stuff. But
come on.
What made him?
A little Asian kid.
But did he get signed?
In East Cleveland?
Did he get signed?
I don't know. We don't know the more of the story. I'm just telling the actual story. Hmm. So if he gets signed, if he don't get signed. But my whole thing is, the dude had heart. Hmm. The dude chased his dream. Maybe how
great
crazy
story, but let me just be clear on something that hip hop from other places doesn't always do well here. U.S. doesn't really accept.
Well, it's not.
It's like, example. It's very difficult for English rappers or rappers from another country to make it here, besides Canada. And at one point, it was very difficult for that.
Well, not even really, though, because there was no Canadian rappers.
There's been Canadian rappers before, but Drake was the only one that did it.
There was R&B singers. R&B singers made it here.
That's not the same. We're talking
so
about
what Drake
rap.
What Drake did was took R&B and made it to rap.
But we're talking about hip hop. Well, example, and this is why now the movement in England and France and in Paris is so strong. They have their own hip hop movement now because we don't accept hip hop from any place else.
But
it took a long time, just like when there was West Coast, East Coast beef. It took a long time for people to accept the norm, or what they call the norm. The normal hip-hop is New York. No, no. Open your eyes. Then when West Coast was popping, the world started open. Now you got hip-hop from everywhere. You can be anywhere and be a star now, except from some other country. They do not accept freaking England hip-hop very well here. If you don't speak clear English in the United States, more than likely, they won't support you. They won't give you the love.
The thing is, I'm not thinking they're looking for the love. They're just looking for the acceptance. And the thing is, when, like for example, there's tons of hip-hop artists that have graced other artists across the UK, Africa. Right. They have graced their music. Now, we never heard their music here, but they have graced their music.
That's
now,
this what thing, Drake tried to do.
Just think if, like him as an artist, come and get graced by Bone, like, oh, well, let me go ahead and jump on your track. So now he's going back home, going back to Japan, and now he's a superstar going back to Japan because, hey, his music has been accepted here. Because another United States artist accepted.
I don't even know what he's saying to know what.
We don't know. We don't need to know what he said. Cause half the time we don't know what Amigos are saying.
I totally agree. But
the music, I was feeling. I will play something like that and don't even know what he's saying. I will play something like that.
You may be saying I don't like Negroes 20 times over in that song. I would never know. But I'm sitting up. He could be calling us monkeys. But
we as a people got to learn the language. We got to start learning language. How do you think they learned our language? By listening to our music.
Welcome to the United States. That probably won't happen when we have a president like we have. And we have people who support that guy.
There you go again. We don't support the president.
True.
If I'm listening to this track, if I'm listening to this music, I'm going to learn the words to the song. I'm going to understand what's going on in the song.
Possibly. But the chances of that record hitting number one in the U.S., maybe.
It's going to have to
be real catchy.
It's not about... It's
about sales.
He's making his music over here. He's trying to get enough backing to go back over there and sell his own music, I think.
It's like this, like they always say. If you don't have your city, you ain't got nothing. You got to get your home straight. You can't just jump out and go over here and think, if you popping over there, and you popping, eventually, yeah, it's going to come over here. Like Drake was popping in Canada, eventually...
No, there you go again. No. Drake was not popping in Canada.
He was popping in Canada.
No, he was popping. He was popping in Houston. Bro, he was not popping.
Drake was already putting music out.
No, he wasn't.
Bro, I could show you a freestyle from back in the day.
But
Drake
he
was already...
He wasn't popping because he got co-signed by Lil Wayne.
Right, he said, I got this cat from Canada that's
he
popping in Canada.
He got co-signed. And so that's what he
How you think
doing.
He got popular to get somebody to say, bring him over here? Bro, that's not how hip-hop works.
Drake,
you can't just come out and say, I'm popping.
He was already here. He was already in Texas.
Bro, I could show you videos from Drake when he was younger.
Yeah,
he got a freestyle.
Younger,
he was on MTV, bro.
No, Drake was on a TV show.
He was also younger. On MTV
he
doing
on
a freestyle back in the 90s and 2000s.
But that was MTV. He wasn't popping then.
How'd you get on MTV if you ain't popping? Because they show...
Everybody was on MTV.
No, they
popping.
Weren't. This is TV. It's like TV One, like Radio One. They don't... You ain't popping, they ain't going to play you.
Again,
it's
Drake,
about money.
Drake got co-signed by Lil Wayne.
Eventually, yeah.
Okay.
This is where you're wrong about that. Drake already had that album.
Drake got co-signed.
He brought that to
co-signed.
He brought that to Wayne.
He got co-signed. I don't care.
The album was done before he brought it to him. It was a mixtape.
But it was a mixtape. It wasn't getting no love.
Bro, yes it was. How did it get to Wayne then?
It got co-signed.
It was already out there.
It was co-signed.
He signed him to his record label.
That's just like Gucci Mane was co-signed. All these artists
co-signed
that was coming
who?
Up, all these people was being co-signed.
Gucci co-signed who?
Well,
Gucci
no,
was
no,
independent.
Gucci is co-signing now. But I'm trying to say, Drake was a co-signed artist. Drake did not come out here by himself. He was co-signed. Okay. Well, we got a guest. We got to get this guest on. We have a guest in the studio. And I know he's like, oh, these two are arguing of who's being co-signed and who's not being co-signed. I just want to get me co-signed. But he don't need no co-sign. You know, all the way from Carolina, we got Right Way in the building. Sorry about it, bro. We just had a moment here. I just had a moment. Yeah, so hey family, welcome back, man. It's been a while. We've been waiting for you to come back. And thank you for coming back. And we was rocking out to your album before we got on the show. Then I got to this other story. Then our little pandemonium disagreement. And for those who do know you, those who don't know you, Right Way, go ahead and introduce
yourself. Yes, sir. Well, this is Right Way J, coming out of Charleston, South Carolina. You know, Right Way Regime Change, Black America Kings. Had to plug that one time.
Yeah, I love that. I love that movement you got. Black America King.
Appreciate it, man.
I had to hashtag that one too. I'm like, I gotta get one of them hats. Black American King. Are you selling them?
We're in the mix of selling them. Right now, I just got the prototypes just to see how it's gonna flow. And I mean, so far the response I've been getting has been pretty good. So yeah, in the future, absolutely.
American King.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, the king is in here.
So, how's the music been going? How to sing? I see you've been doing a lot lately. You've been doing, you done picked up a lot more stuff. And plus, you doing music. Still.
Hey, man, I tried, man. Yeah, I've just been working, man. You know, it's been a long, long grind, you know, and I finally got this tape together. Like, oh my God. The stress of getting this shit together? Nigga.
Hey, this mug is fire, bro. This mug is
appreciate
fire.
It.
You got some bangers on there for sure.
Appreciate it.
It takes me back to the essence of hip hop. You know, the 90s hip hop. Wow. It was lyrical. You know.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
I want to say it remind me of a certain group in particular. Okay. Man, it's on the tip of my tongue. I will be able to mention here before the show, before we end the interview, but it definitely has that real hip hop feel, man, and wow. Definitely needed, bro.
Thank you. I appreciate that, man. Like, yeah, there's a lot of work went into this, man.
Oh, I could tell. I could the music, your music choicing, music, man. The music was just, I'm like, oh,
hey, man. I got to shout out my bro, AO Skills. Like, he's like a master beat picker. Like, when it comes to, like, beats that work for me, that's my guy. So, shout out to my man, AO Skills, for finding these beats, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The beats is on point.
Appreciate it.
We dealt with some artists, man, that rap and got bars, but the beats don't fit them, you know? And
right.
Everyone that I heard, bro, you ride the beats very well, and the beats is on point. So,
oh yeah, the beats are. Oh man,
oh my God, this is that. You know, you remember used to get that feel good feeling about hip hop. Like, oh
right,
yeah, man, you bringing that back, bro. We need that.
Man, I appreciate that, though.
I hope the response is just as good on from everybody else as it's been here, man. Because we was rocking to what we were listening to, man. I hope everybody is responding well to the album, man. Or hasn't come out. Has it come out yet?
No, it's not. The actual release date is November the 1st.
Oh, exclusive.
We got to our birthday. Oh, this is exclusive.
Yeah. So this is world exclusive. You all got like the first, you know what I mean? Oh. Like nobody else.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
So you know what I'm saying? So like I had to come back because I remember the first time I came in, y'all said, hey, come back if you got something popping. I'm like, well, here I am.
You family.
For sure.
This is your home. Hey, you can go in your refrigerator. You don't need to ask us.
What you ringing the doorbell for, man? You just come on in. Shoot.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh my god, this guy.
You don't have to ask to go in my refrigerator. You just go right in. You family. So,
hey man, salutes to y'all.
Man.
So, man, I'm just trying to figure out. Okay, so I know y'all had to sit down and listen to these tracks. Which one are you going to bring out first? Because I know the one I will bring out first. I know my favorite.
Wait, hold on now. What's your favorite?
Oh, I'm going with No Fame.
Alright. Hey, I feel you.
I'm going with No Fame.
I like need to know. I need to know. That was my pick right there. I was like,
Wow. Well, right now, I wanted to kind of let the people decide. I mean, if I had my own personal choice, it would be The Lies and Truths.
Oh, I feel that one too. I feel the whole thing. So either way, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? You working on the. So is that gonna be the pick, or are you still?
I kind of feel like we're in an age now where people just put the music out and the people decide. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of want to see how it goes with that. Like, I mean, again, that's my personal pick, but let's let the people decide.
Okay.
So what song you want to grace them with first?
Well, I mean, you already done gave me two great picks, man. Let's go with No Fame.
Yes! Yes. Okay, can you go ahead and set this one up for us?
All right, no problem. All right, what's going on, everybody? This is Right Way J, Right Way Regime Change, Black Americans. New record off of the new mixtape, Timeless Music, Volume 1. This is No Fame. Let's get to it.
Let me take it back to the beginning. Back when a young man wasn't winning. Back when it was work or drug dealing. Rapping was an option. Hopefully it would turn into a profit. If not, then I had to work my options. And I can name a couple. From COs, the managers, the odd jobs. Hip hop did not stop. I stayed on the clock. Ooh. Got body MC embedded in me. Who better than me? I don't believe until I see. I'm waiting, I'm lying if I say that. I'm tearing up the streets, getting checks and reinvest that. Double up, triple up and make it back again. I'm not that same broke man, not from way back when. Look, I'm in a different lane and moving at a certain schedule. So if you leeching off of me, I cut you then forget you. I'm thinking about the future, tangibles attained. And reinvest in myself, have wealth, no fame.
Sir, the motto I live and die by.
Man, he talked like he was speaking from the streets. Make them streets talk. That's what the street talking right there.
Hey, man, I'm outside.
Reinvesting myself. He said, did 1,000 odd jobs. Like I said, man, that's that street talk. That's that corner boy talk right there. Everybody understand that. Doing what you're doing is no fame, but you do it because you love it.
1,000%. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Because that's your hustle. You got to hustle like that, man.
Ooh, I'm remembering correctly. You still pushing them trucks, man?
Oh, 1,000%.
Okay.
I mean, that's what's like funding this whole situation. Like, I'm taking the money from the business and reinvesting it into myself.
Okay. The plan is to continue that or, you know, do the rap thing full time eventually. Is that, you know...
Oh, yeah, still gonna absolutely.
I can still see you, you know, rapping, you know, and have that trucking company, you know.
Yeah, see, like, that's my thing. Like, I want those multiple avenues of revenue. Like, the one thing that I learned about just business is, like, people have more than one way to make money. That's why they're able to move how they move.
True that.
That's what, That's what it is.
True that. I'm, oh, man. I wanted more. I wanted a little bit more. The song ended a little too soon for me there, you know?
Hey, man, this is just a taste, man. Trust me, there's more coming.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, hey, that's one of those songs. You just make the street talk. That's all I can say. You make the, yeah.
Hey, that's what I'm trying. That's what I'm trying to do, man. I'm just trying to introduce a new wave of music, you know what I mean? Because I don't know if anybody's ever noticed this yet. I haven't cursed to say a nigga one time, and y'all rock y'all heads to this shit.
True that. That's true. You're right.
True. That's crazy because you were just talking about that lightly. You know, we shout out to DJ De Poison, Hef. Our birthday's coming up. Shameless plug. Right. We just plugged that.
We have all right, shout out, salute.
We having a big party next week.
Hey,
DJ is still DJing. You know, it's his party. You right. know.
Hey, that's what's up.
And he was talking about, you know, we've been looking at the different people, the different ages, people that's going to be there. He's like, man, let's try to eliminate the cussing, you know. And like you said, you didn't have to cuss once.
Not at all.
To have a banging track.
That's what I'm saying. So at the end of the day, it's just words. You can say damn near any word, and it's how you say it that's going to make it sound good.
And you didn't... And you know, at the end of the day, like we always say, man, good music is good music.
100%.
And you can't doubt that. If you was rapping over a trap beat, but the trap beat was dope and the bars was there, it would be love.
It would be love.
I mean, it's not, you know, and I ain't dissing. Yeah. I'm not going to diss, you know, that generation of music, but I mean, you know. It just may not be, it's not made for me. So, you know.
Right.
So maybe I wouldn't get it, but, you know. Go ahead, man.
No, you're good. I mean, I would just say, like, even with those type of beats, if you're saying the right thing and it sounds good,
right,
they're going to rock with it. Whether you're talking about trapping or whether you're talking about, like, working a job, whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just like, how you say what you say, like when you say it in a way that people believe it, they're gonna rock with it. And being that people's attention spans are so short, when you say it in a way that they believe it and they love the beat, they're automatically gonna rock with it.
And when you say something that we're gonna remember in the song, I mean, you there's something, there's a message in every song that I've heard so far. That's what's gonna always hit me in the back, like. Yeah, this is the song where he said da 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 da. This is the song. Oh yeah, and then you go back and you listen, like, oh okay, yeah.
Hey, like I said, that's song. Case in point, No Fame.
True that.
There's a message in that song.
All
right,
man.
You're right, man. I mean, at the end of the day, like to me, the money is going to outweigh the fame 1,001. 1,009. I'm sorry.
You blew up, made all this money, bro. I mean, you made stupid money. Well, just throw that out right now. Let's assume you hit the lotto today.
Correct.
Would you continue to rap for the love, or would you still pursue the rap career? I'm trying to figure out, is this more about love, which I can tell it is. You love doing this. You love the movement of hip-hop. But would you do this more for the love than the money?
I would say it like this.
Go ahead. Okay, so
to answer your question, what I do for the love or what I do for the money, honestly, if I do it for the love, I do it forever. If I do it for the money, I'm going to get bored.
True that. But if you're doing it for love, the money going to come because, you know what I mean? It's just obvious, you know? You listen to some people, they're like, this dude just rapping for money, man. He ain't trying to be... You know, he's hard ain't in that.
You can tell, because you can tell the ones that are trying to, like, chase a hit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, when you make dope shit, people going to respond to it.
True that. Because sometimes you just can't tell music from different artists anymore. It's like, is that 2 Chainz or is that, who is this dude? You sound like, you know.
I get it, the whole carbon copy, like one sounds like the other. I get it.
Like say, we had 5 years, everybody trying to sound like Drake?
Oh, God.
About 5 years, five or 6 years?
It's like whatever is winning, that's what we're gonna follow.
But not in your neck of the woods, though, because there's hip-hop down there, bro.
Hey, man. Appreciate it.
I wish I would have been able to contact you when I came down there in July for the conference, man. You could have came out and performed or something, man. It would have been love. You would have got love, man. That would have been...
Yeah, we got to keep in contact, bro.
Unfortunately, this next year, 2020, is going to be in
Duval
County. Yeah.
Oh, so, Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. Yeah, they're going to be in Jacksonville.
Let me know, bro. Like Jacksonville right down the road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He's in South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Okay. I'll definitely let you know, because I know, you know, that is a good place to meet up with a bunch of DJs from across the United States and over in London. Now they got everywhere, man, and you know, come out, pass out your information, you know, collab,
nice
connect with, yeah, nice, and perform, you know.
Hey, you know, like it.
Artists, DJs, you know, producers, you know,
yeah,
models.
Hey. You know, why not?
Hey, yeah, so yeah, I'll definitely keep you in mind, man. I'm gonna hit you up when it comes around.
1000%.
Okay. So wow, you said the model.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what are we gonna hit? Okay, what are you gonna feed us next? What's the next track?
Okay, Discussions Part 1.
Discussions Part 1. Ooh, do we have that one? Uh-oh, I don't see that one.
Wait a minute, let me see if I can see that one.
Or do you have it, or is it a different name? I don't know if we got that one on here.
Discussion Part
1? Oh, no, I don't see it.
Yeah, it's number 6.
Number 6. Oh, they're not numbered on my end.
It should be under, you think, Eternal Conflict?
Yeah. Okay.
Discussion.
This is Eternal Conflict. Is that the song, or are you talking about?
It should be Discussion. Like on the playlist, it had Eternal Conflict and it had Discussion Part 1.
I'm showing you. Do you see? I don't see here. We do not see that. I don't see it here. I'll make it bigger for you. Let's see.
Yeah, make it bigger for me.
Well, it's not much bigger.
Oh, we're going to see.
No, man, I don't see it here, bro.
It's okay. I got a backup. All right, let's just go with Internal Conflicts.
Okay.
Oh, it is missing, though. Okay.
It's missing from mine and not yours. Ah.
Oh, dang.
It's all good. We'll get it. Well, yeah. All right, let's do that one. What's this one about, man?
All right. Internal Conflicts, it actually kind of goes into the concept of Black American, which long story short means that the king is within you. So in this song, it's a conversation between my lower self and my higher self. Mm. You know what I mean? It's like my lower self is like, I want to quit, I want to stop, and it's my higher self saying, hey, when nobody's around, I'm the one that's picking you up and keeping you going, so let's go.
All right, well, let's go. I'll do some message.
Hey, I try. All
right.
Internal conflicts, I'm dealing with nonsense. Conversations with my conscience make me nauseous, but I need to hear it, need to look at it from both sides and make a choice on who is showing me the best side. Internal conflicts, I'm dealing with nonsense. Conversations with my conscience make me nauseous, but I need to hear it, need to look at it from both sides and make a choice on who is showing me the best side. I can't lie, sometimes I wanna give up, I wanna quit, I wanna stop, it's too easy, why not? Look, I can
drop. Everything go back to my block. See the same people do the same, live in a box. Hey, no, let me talk, you'll get your time. But for now I speak my mind. You always say I'm thinking blind, but I'm not. This lifestyle I have is too much stress. It's bigger than a boulder that I can't hold up. So I can drop and walk it off. Who cares if they call me soft? I'm just speaking how I feel. Even though you say I'm wrong, I'm just in touch with some feelings that you say are killing me. And I really don't listen. I'm so tired of hearing that. I need to do better and get it together. I know that you're the higher half and I am merely a nether. But whether or not we weather the storm, life or death, we know that life goes on. Speak on that. Internal conflicts, I'm dealing with nonsense. Conversations with my conscience make me nauseous. But I need to hear it, need to look at it from both sides and make a choice on who is showing me the best side. Internal conflicts, I'm dealing with nonsense. Conversations with my conscience make me nauseous. But I need to hear it, need to look at it from both sides and make a choice on who is showing me the best side. Okay, I heard what you had to say, so now it's time for me to speak on what I heard you say. Now in my humble opinion, you really is tripping. I hope that you take it in, please listen. Look, I know life's rough, I'm there for it all. I'm the one when there's no one to call. Don't forget that I'm the higher half and the half that lives in you. And when times got blue, I got you through. So you should know, I know what you need, because you and I, we share the same dream. You just blinded by distractions, learn responding at reaction. You can't continue to erupt when a bad reaction comes up. Emotions are real, means a lot to me and you too. That's why I hold my head high, cause that's what real kings do. Now as a black American, the king lives in you. It's on you to call me out, I'm just waiting on you.
We just had church. I don't have to go to church in the morning. I just had church.
Hey.
It's the you to call me out.
Mm. Yo, y'all that don't already know, this is the Right Way J. Let's
yes,
put
sir,
y'all
yes,
in that game right now. Right Way J.
Yes,
you know
sir,
what I'm saying?
Yes,
man, those that don't know, because, okay, our audience has grown since we was last on here. Who are the influences that you know that you know influenced you to do this music, man? Because
I would say musically. Mm-hmm. Well, first I got to give it up. Nip was like my biggest inspiration. Rest in peace. Rick Ross. Mm. Meek. Big Sean. Mm. Freddie Gibbs. Who else? Wiz, Currency, Wale, Kendrick, Cole. What am I talking about?
Huh.
How can I forget them? Matter of fact, the whole CDE, the whole Dreamville, like just that whole wave right there.
Yeah,
that's me.
I can hear that too. I was gonna say I hear a little Common in there a little bit.
Hey.
Yeah, Common Sense. Common Sense.
Oh, yeah,
not
Common. Yeah.
Which,
yeah,
you know, Common's new album is it's all right, you know.
Right.
I like the Common Sense, you know what I'm saying?
All right, I got you.
You know.
All right, I didn't even think about that. Wow.
Yeah, I hear a little common sense in there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that initial push, that initial. That when he first come in, that it's hard. He's just like,
yeah,
you talk that game, like you know what you're talking about. That's how Common come in.
Now, earlier I said there was a group back in the day that reminded,
right,
gave me the vibe. Souls of Mischief, you remember them,
oh,
man?
Oh yeah.
Yes, it gives me that vibe. Yeah, it gives me that vibe of Souls of Mischief. Like,
yo,
like you could be like one of the lost members of Souls of Mischief. You know, lyrical.
What?
Beats banging, you know what I mean? I hear that, man. That may just be me, but I hear
that. I never thought about that until you said that, but I can see it.
Yeah, I know. I know my DJ buddy, DJ Buka, gonna be like, "This dude's fire."
I know that's the first thing you say. He's like, "You know who's gonna like this one, Buka?"
Yeah,
because
he's a big hip hop head, does music and production. And he's going to be like, yo, he going to love it. He going to probably feature it on his show. I already know.
Hey, can I go get here and get the information?
Yeah, give me the information, bro. I want him on my show.
Hey, man, tell him. Holler at me, man. What's up?
I definitely will. I know he going to, you know, He gonna love it. You know, we send him music. He like, what the? Look, man, I don't do all that weird, that blouse music.
Yeah, he'll do, we'll do blouse music. Yeah, that's the blouse music. We'll do blouse.
Sam, this guy.
What were some of the challenges on doing this album this year?
Well, just one, getting the money to get it together, if that makes any sense. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't just like, it's what you got to do to get your money to get this happening. You understand what I'm saying? Like, out there working 20, 21 hours, getting 3 hours of sleep, you got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to take care of the business with the truck. You got to take care of home. You got to put money into the music. You got to balance the family. It's a lot of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I feel you. You know what I'm saying?
But, you
know, I'm at a point in life now where I'm more balanced, you feel me? Because, like, I developed a routine in the morning where, you know, I meditate, work out, and get with my day.
Meditate, work out, and get on with your day.
1,000%.
I don't know how you... It's rough. Trying to get through with that truck, bro. I know.
I'm telling you, man, because it's not like 9 to 5. You right. don't go in at 8 and get off at 5. You don't get home until the work is done.
Yep. Got them crazy hours too. It's just like, how'd you manage to have the time to work out to put together this album, man? Like, how long did it take you to do it, basically?
I would say a total. Let's see. I say about roughly 9 months.
Oh.
Yeah, about 9 months.
That's not bad. That's not too bad. I was thinking you was going to say, I've been working on this for about
2 years.
Yeah,
that was a 2-year project. That's pretty quick for 9 months. You got a good product here. Like, this thing came straight from Colombia.
Yeah. So what's up? We gonna get a
just no fillers in this product here.
We gonna get like a Nas White album. We gonna, cause it didn't make the album, we gonna find out later. You know what I'm saying? You know,
hey,
the,
man, time will tell.
Man,
you know, he like, how many songs did you do total, and then that didn't get put on the album? You then you gonna release that later? You know, like.
Man, I mean, in total, man, like, I know it's over 60.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, over 60.
Okay, Tupac. You got something in the vault, you know what I'm saying?
So that's what I'm saying. There's more to come. This is just a teaser.
Shoot, your work ethic is crazy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And, like, outside, let me make it short, and let me make it 9 records for a reason.
Okay, hey, then let's keep talking this. What's the next cut we're gonna listen to?
Okay, he says you all don't have discussions part one, so I need to know.
There you go. That's my joint.
There we go. There we go. Let's go.
Oh man, What they need to know, man. I mean, it's probably going to be obvious. Cause...
Well, what they need to know is that we don't know exactly how much time we got left here to go. Mm. And we would love to know why. Because if we knew how much, how different life could be.
Wow.
Mm. You understand what I'm saying?
Facts.
So since we don't know, we're just moving until something happens.
Well, y'all, here's something y'all need to know.
Right way, Jay.
1,000%.
All right.
Be right back.
Let's go.
Yeah. Right way. Gotta let it breathe for a second, you know? Let it breathe. Now, according to the state, they said I made too much. And when you go home, they like you changed too much. Ain't nothing changed but the address, select arrests, cause I'm outside every day chasing mad checks. Business steady booming, the home.
homies that he's zooming. Then it's right back to the money, I'm presuming. And I reply with yes, I must profess that I love the progress. You play checkers, I play chess. Look, right wing regime, run the team with no days off. Racking up more M's than Bernie Madoff. Double up, triple up, and watch the homie take off. Praying for my homies back home that they all ball. Network, double up when you network. Put in leg work until you feel your legs hurt. Double up, invest, there is no contest. I believe in self and I gain wealth. Rhyme again, grind again, back to chasing commas and treating my mama like a slave. I ain't having that, brothers in the grave. Really wish she could see, but I can't change what happened. I just learned from what happened. Oh no, oh oh, oh oh oh. Please tell me I have much longer to go. Oh oh, oh oh oh. Lord knows I don't know. I like that, yeah. Please tell me I have much longer to go. Please tell me I have much longer to go. Please tell me I have much longer to go. Lord knows I don't know.
Right way, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Need to know.
Right now.
You up in here trying to sing on the record now? Hey. Trying to get your Drake on?
Something, you know, I carry your tune.
Okay. No, I hear you.
You know, a little smooth, little vibe.
You got some ballads coming on the next project or what? Yeah.
He's going to bring out his inner Gerald Levert on the next album. He's going
to... Gerald Levert.
You doing R&B now?
Hey, you know, a little something, you know.
We good. Just don't break out with the auto-tune. We good, you know.
I got you, bro.
So this is music before the release of this album. So are you having the big party, or are you having the release party, or how, you know, what's going to happen?
Well, right now I just got like the promotion for it. We're just going to be promoting it super heavy online. Just building up a buzz on it right now. I got a team behind it. They're great people. So we're going to like pump it. You know what I mean?
Well, remember us when, you know, you sell your first, we first go platinum. Just remember, you know, just remember the little guys, you know.
Hey, man, 1,000%, man. Hey, man, I came back here from the first time.
Yeah.
Hey, family, remember, he don't have to go over, he could go in the refrigerator anytime he wants to.
My God.
Oh, you from upstairs, the full flow. Man, I just came to get a sandwich, man.
Bro, man.
I just came to get a sandwich. Go ahead, bro.
Hit him with the head nod. What's up?
Yeah. You already know.
No, this guy.
So, what other things you've been into? I've been seeing on your actual page that you've been doing more videos. So, what's up with the videos?
Just content for the page, man. Just to keep the name going, keep the buzz going, and things like that. And that's pretty much the whole deal on the videos right now.
And are you interviewing other artists too?
Huh?
And on your videos, are you interviewing other artists?
Oh no! That's the other way. He was interviewing me.
Oh, he was interviewing you. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Shout out to my guy, Young Grizzly.
Okay, yeah, shout out. That was a decent interview. I thought he was on your page. You was on his page. Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, just trying to do like a little Vlad thing with the clips and all that.
Got any performances coming up, man?
Well, actually, I've been doing a lot of work in Atlanta, networking in Atlanta, so there's definitely going to be some shows coming.
Oh, okay. If anybody wants to book you, or where can they... get in touch with you.
You can just hit me either on Instagram or hit me on my email. Instagram at rightwayj, WRIGHTWAYJAY. Email rightwayj843@gmail.
Hey, you need a big man dance team to go rope?
Hey,
I'm trying to put that together, bro.
You never know, man. We might work something out, man. You know what I mean?
Trying to be like the new Today, you know, backup. Yeah, you know, let me just be a backup. Let me be Scoop and Scrap, you know, for Big Daddy K. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I cannot.
Half already working on the box.
I need a haircut that bad, bro.
Bro, if you come back next week and you shave the size off and you got a box, I'll be like,
the bad thing is when I work with white women, again, I'm not racist. I work with white women. When they're telling me, we can get you a haircut, please.
You said white women tell him to get a haircut.
We can get a haircut. What's going on? What's going on?
Yo.
When white women tell me to get a haircut,
you
know.
What is going
on? I don't know, man. That's crazy.
Oh, my God. Where's it going to be available, man, when it drops?
Oh, man. All single platforms, Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, the whole nine.
Oh, okay. I can't wait.
Like that, you family though. Like for anything that you need us to do, you just let us know. We gonna continue to blast this music.
Man, I appreciate y'all, man.
We got a couple new more platforms to show love to you and get you heard. So it'll be
my guys, man.
Appreciate it. I might still a thing. I might do another interview on. We might do an interview on Instagram now. Shoot, that guy gave me an idea.
Shoot. What? Hey,
I'm gonna call him right away. Like, this dude, will you stop calling me? But I got to get a haircut first. Hey,
bro, hear my line. It's not a problem.
Cool.
So real quick, cause the music, man, your music choices are. Oh man, the music is just fire. And who did the beats and who's the engineer on your music?
Well, that's going to be a mixture engineering wise between me and my main guy, Slap Beats, engineer down here in Charleston. And we pretty much did it all homegrown down here. Beats, it's a lo-fi producer's name, Philanthropy. He, music wise, all
of it.
Oh wow.
They on point.
Yeah, man. Shouts out to the guys, man.
Shoot, man. Can we bless them with one more? I don't wanna or you know, you might not be cool with it. You don't wanna push the whole album out there for, you know. Did somebody just bootleg my stuff on there?
Off of Sign House of Radio?
What the?
No,
got us talking. He come out on a mixtape with us talking.
I'll say this much, because, you know, I love you guys. I really do.
What's up, man?
Give me one more.
Okay.
Give me one more. What's that one more?
Lost Souls.
Lost Souls.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Hey, be right back right after this. Right way.
You.
Shame how things done change. I wish that we could go back and make a change. It's sad to see your soul is just slipping away so quickly. It's sad to know that this happened to someone that was close to me. I hope you take responsibility and realize you need help. But that's something I cannot do for you. You do that for yourself. Now your brother, your sister, and I, we love you. And honestly, all of us, we just want the best for you. And at times, I know you're feeling all alone. I know it's tough dealing with the fact that your mama gone. Cause all I see was lost souls. Heart turned cold as I got old. That I don't even look at life the same no more. And it's a shame how things done changed. I wish that we could go back and make a change. Cause all I seen was lost souls. Heart turned cold as I got old. That I don't even look at life the same no more. And it's a shame how things done change. I wish that we could go back and make a change. I wish that we could go back to a time that was different. I wish that we could go back, look and make times different. Still remember the phone call I got that day. I swear to God I wish you never took that blunt to the face. Cause now you walk around and people think you cuckoo. And other people laughing at you thinking you gotta screw loose. I pray it's not true. Cause in your mind see you think you fine. But you blind to reality. Now that's something you need to find. The first step is acceptance. Realize something is wrong. There's people who can't help but you won't. Bring them along. I try to get along. You looking at the wrong things. You look at getting high. I'm looking at, is you even sane? Look, do you care about your life? I hope so. Do you care about doing right? I hope so. I say the same thing 100 times or more. Matter of fact, I'm done talking. Look, I say no more.
Say no more. This is a church album. This is a church album, bro. That's what this is.
Nah, man. Just life experiences, man.
You just trying to help some. Ain't he good?
What? Don't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Boy, that is the blackest thing you could ever say.
Won't he do it?
Look at God.
What are you doing? And this tape right here, he's doing it. He's doing it with this tape. Man, we love the message. Each track had a message, man. Each track was fire, bro. Again, we got to share 4. And there's still 5 more fire to go, man. I'm telling you. Fuego!
Maybe you're calling, bro. That it sounds like, you know, this is your calling, bro.
To
put out a message to, you know, the world.
That's the hood been telling me for a while. Like, yo, yeah, man, you go and put one out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. All right. I got something.
Yeah. Yeah. That's gonna be a song that you do. It's gonna touch somebody, man. That may, you know, change them in some kind of way, or may keep them from doing something they shouldn't be doing, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like, that's the ultimate goal for me. Like, I mean, you can go for the Grammys and the Tonys and the Emmys, but when somebody be like, hey, bro, your song stopped me from killing myself.
Right.
That's
right.
The award that I want.
Wow.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
Because they going to remember me forever.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Man. Damn. At least, you know, I would say this, man. I'm happy for you, bro. And especially to pursue something that you really want to do, man. And then putting your own money and everything into it, man. And yeah, that's what's up, man.
Investing in himself.
True that.
That's what he said. That was church.
True that.
I don't have to go to church tomorrow.
Oh, my God. This guy.
So, I guess my next question would be,
yes, sir,
if Puffy called today, uh-huh, hey man, why don't you come sign with Bad Boy? What's up?
Uh-huh.
You gonna sign with me, man?
We would have to work out some like rules or stipulations here. Like, I'd have to know like exactly what we're doing here.
First, I need you to put on a shiny suit. I need you to dance.
Nah, cause see, I'm not at that level in my life. You know what I mean?
I'm bringing it back. You're bringing it back, bro.
I can do a little two-step with it one time, but that whole bunch in the move like Heavy D, like, nah, you ain't gonna.
Hey, that's why you got me. Yeah, you got the big dude dancers, Big dude, bust the move. That's what you say. He said, big dude, bust the move. And I got that. Bam, like, yeah. Go, big dude. Go, big dude.
Is he popping?
Guy,
is he pop locking? He's got to pop hard, too.
This guy, yo.
Oh, man.
Oh my goodness, man. You guys are incredible.
Man, we're running out of time. Yeah. Hey, wait, Jay, how can they follow you?
All right. Follow me on Instagram at WhiteWayJay. Go to that Instagram. It leads you to all my links. YouTube, SoundCloud, the whole nine. Chinese Music Volume 1, November 1st. Go get it.
And any shout outs? Go ahead.
Shouts out to my guy, Ringo Rizzi. Shouts out to my guy, A.O. Hill. Shouts out to my guy, Pierre St. Laurent, for the film work. I love all you guys. Shouts out to you guys over there. Have too low. Use your voice the whole deal. Thank you, guys. I love you guys. Thank you.
We're out.
Sure.
Peace.